paid lobbyists in Washington, D.C., but I also know that there's good, strong precedent for citizen action making a difference at the Federal Communications Commission. So immediately after this decision, there has been a raucous outpouring of public support. We've seen our petition has gathered attendance. On Thursday, the chairman of the FCC said, we will protect the open Internet, and we're hoping that he follows through on that. So we're going to be delivering our petition to help him understand just how vital this issue is and to let him know that we take it very seriously.
That was Todd O'Boyle, Program Director for Media and Democracy at Common Cause. For more information and analysis on issues related to net neutrality, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.
We asked KBOO volunteers what they think of commercials.
Commercials are overrated. There's just too much going on. It's just too much content to, I don't know. I would much rather watch my show than watch a commercial.
So if you like not hearing this...
How you may ask?
I say you lose on a competition.
Discount bonus for Space Lot 1.
Saving failed militant revolutions and millions of Wulong since 2067.
You can support our non-commercial programming by becoming a member of KBOO Community Radio during our pledge drive February 6th. Can't wait to thank you on the air.
Mo is Shy, the KBOO docudrama based on the Portland Christmas tree trial, airs this January 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. Here's Abani Ibbotson as Agent Delta Chin.
I was in the list during the meeting. Yusuf gave him 5 options, and the defendant chose number 4, operational. He said that he heard of brothers who put explosives in a van and parked it somewhere. I was so sad that he chose operational.
That's Mo is Shy, Wednesday evening, January 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. on KBOO, your...
Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was full of men. And the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and 1,000,000 copies made, joined hands and bowed their heads and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round. And swords and guns and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was full of men. And the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. Last night, strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. If we don't make this happen all together as a community, it doesn't happen at all. Your role in KBOO is critical and in these days, in particular, more vital than ever. A few headlines. We're going to be speaking today with Dave Robicks, indeed a troubadour for these times, taking music and its role in resistance to a completely new level. We'll be speaking with Dave in just a moment. Headlines for 94. As we said yesterday, no retreat and no surrender. The Port of Portland officials have been lobbying hard for Hanjin to keep its service, but Hanjin is pulling the, if you don't play by my rules, I'm taking my marbles and going home. Hanjin has an awful lot of marbles. One of the threats that it's been holding over the Port of Portland is a move to Prince Rupert. If anyone has ever been to Prince Rupert, it's an interesting place. That's about all it is a port. And there are reasons why a company like Hanjin would think twice before making that sort of decision, one which is not going to... but the Port of Portland, nonetheless, is ready to do just about anything, including mess over its unions, to keep Hanjin in the area. The company this month, because of high terminal charges and low productivity, and all of that is being blamed on the Longshoremen's Union workers, who, in fact, as we've seen the destruction of the American labor movement and workers' rights laid waste all across the country, it makes more sense than ever now to struggle against these massive multinational corporations. Some Midwest sugar beet growers have joined the Oregon Farm Bureau. The Oregon Farm Bureau sounds like it's got to be good people, right? And this is some kind of public government agency. Think again. This is yet another arm of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They're giving a total of $75,000. $75,000. To defeat a homegrown ballot measure from organic farmers to prohibit genetically modified crops in Jackson County.